fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Eat Brighter is an initiative of Live Lighter, a public health education program encouraging people to eat well, be physically active, and maintain a healthy weight. Only 1 in 10 WA adults are eating the recommended serve of 5 vegetables per day, while 1 in 2 adults are meeting the guideline of 2 serves of fruit per day. Eat Brighter focuses on a visual message of healthier eating through thinking about colour, with resources that include recipes, 8 serves of fruits and vegetables, and seasonal fruit and vegetables grown in WA. It's an important message, as eating more fruit and veggies may be the single most important dietary change needed to improve health, protect against a number of diseases, and help maintain a healthy weight. Joining us now to discuss Eat Brighter is dietitian for the Live Lighter program, Anne Finch.
Hi, Chris.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, first off, is healthy eating message getting through to Australians, do you think?
Depends which ones, I think.
Yeah. So we tend to pick and choose, do we?
Definitely. We get asked a lot of times about, you know, which supplement should I be taking, or what kind of hacks can I use, when the majority of Australians really need to make really basic changes, like getting more fruit and veg. You know, only 1 in 10 people are eating enough veggies, and that's, as you mentioned, one of the biggest things that we could be doing. So I think we're looking for easy options,
yeah,
kind of little
short-term changes,
Yeah. But the changes we need to make are kind of a bit broader,
yeah,
a bit more wholesale.
So these broader changes, these changes to our diet, what effect can a poor diet have on our lives?
Not getting enough fruit and veg, whole grains, and those core food groups can have a really big impact on your health. So you're missing out on valuable vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients that you need to maintain your immune system, to maintain your muscle mass, to stay a healthy weight, to have enough energy, to, you know, keep your digestive system healthy. So
yeah,
all of those things that really have a big impact on how you feel, how sick you get, and then your long-term risk of all of those chronic diseases that we're seeing an increase in the population. So eating well reduces your risk of type 2 diabetes,
yeah,
several types of cancer, and heart disease.
Now, this is not new information either. I remember being educated about 5 vegetables and 2 fruits a day, you know, when I was a kid many, many, many years ago. But we're still having to educate people. You talk about there people kind of wanting quick fixes and stuff. I would assume that most people in our society at least probably know this. What's stopping them from implementing it?
I think it's really different for different people, but when we ask people what kind of those barriers are, cost comes up a lot.
Yeah.
I think there's a really big misconception in the community that healthy eating is easy.
Yeah.
I mean, is
it's
expensive.
Not easy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So we try and educate people around the how cheap fruit and veg can really be. So if you're looking at something like a packet of chips, that's something like $20 or $30 a kilo, and if you look at most of the veggies, they're kind of $1 to $5 a kilo. So I think if you're comparing a really cheap fast food meal to kale and organic hummus, then maybe the fast food option looks cheaper. But some of those basics, like some soup mix, bread, fruit and veg, they end up a lot cheaper. So
yeah,
healthy eating can be heaps cheaper.
So obviously unhealthy eating can lead to extra weight. What are some of the main issues with carrying extra weight from a health point of view?
So from a health point of view, carrying extra weight is one of the, it's really correlated with having higher amounts of fat in your blood, high blood pressure. So what we really want to encourage people to do is to get more exercise, eat well, and do things that may lead to weight change, may not, but either way they're going to have a benefit on those kind of biochemical markers like blood pressure and the kinds of fats in our blood.
Sure. My understanding of this is that a lot of people may sort of turn away from making these sorts of changes because they think these changes have to be drastic, cutting a whole bunch of foods that they like out, or, you know, doing 3 or 4 hours of exercise a day, this sort of thing. But that's not actually the case, is it?
No, absolutely not. We really want to focus on small, sustainable changes, so choosing a couple of things that you reckon you can manage. That might be getting off the bus a couple of stops earlier, just getting out there for a walk. It doesn't have to be, you know, a high-intensity class. But doing things that you enjoy is really important, because finding things that you enjoy is really the key to maintaining those changes long-term, because, quick fixes ain't quick.
Well, maintaining is obviously the key, isn't it? You're tuned to Fitter Happier on the MAG on RTRFM 92.1, and this week we're discussing the Eat Brighter initiative with dietitian for the Live Lighter program, Anne Finch. Now, Anne, what does a good diet look like?
Heaps of the what we call the core food groups. Yeah. So if you've ever seen the Australian Guide to Healthy Eating, so that looks like a plate. We used to have a pyramid.
Now, I remember the pyramid very well.
Yeah. So it's pretty similar concept, but now it's round, shaped like a plate. And we've got five core food groups. So that's your grains and cereals, your fruit and veg, which is where we're really focusing for this campaign, your dairy and alternatives, and your meat and alternatives. So those form the basis of a healthy diet. And then kind of off the plate, we've got all those foods which the Australian Guide to Healthy Eating calls discretionary food choices, but we use a slang term, junk food.
Yeah.
So that's all the stuff that is not really providing us with much nutrition, but, you know, it's fun to have sometimes.
Yeah.
So we tell people to make sure that most of their foods are coming for them from those five core food groups, and really emphasise cooking at home as well, because when you cook at home, most of your ingredients are from that plate.
Sure. I guess the other thing too, I mean, you mentioned, you know, eating foods that are on that plate, things like grains, but also steering away from stuff that might have grains in it, but also might have lots of sugar, lots of fat, those things as well, like some cereals.
Yeah, so absolutely. Less processed foods are generally healthier for us. So eating foods as close to their kind of natural state as possible. So less refined grains, for example. So your rolled oats, your brown rice, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So if someone wants to do this, if someone wants to eat more fruit and veg, save money by eating fruit and veg, how do we make sure we're getting the most of flavour out of those fruit and veg without, you know, chucking heaps of salt and heaps of sugar on these things?
Yeah, so we really love using herbs and spices. We think that's a great way to really enhance the flavours of the food. I'm a big fan of roast veggies and barbecued veggies, getting that yummy char on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess kind of switching our focus, because a lot of the way that people cook, and especially lots of the cooking shows that we see nowadays, focus really on the protein. So we like to give tips around switching the focus of your meal away from the meat and putting the spotlight on the veggies.
Yeah.
So, doing some yummy roast veggies, having something like a fat-filled mushroom on your plate. Really enhancing those flavours and using meat more as a seasoning or just another one of the ingredients.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, we've talked a lot there about buying ingredients, eating at home. What about eating out? How do we? What advice would you give for people who want to stay healthy when they're out enjoying a nice meal at a restaurant?
So in a restaurant situation, it's tricky because you don't know what's in it.
Yeah.
But I guess aiming for dishes that have a lot of obvious veggies in them. So if you're at a restaurant asking for, you know, if you're out for Chinese or Malaysian, getting a side of kai lan or, you know, the big greens that you can get. If there's a few of you, getting a salad or some steamed veg on the side to share. So you don't have to miss out on the foods that you're ordering. I'm not saying get a bowl of carrots instead of your steak, but bringing in some more of those, you know, colourful fruit and veg.
Yeah, fantastic. And if people want to learn more about the Eat Brighter campaign, where can they go?
So if you go to livelighter.com.au, on the homepage is a big fat button which will direct you to the Eat Brighter campaign page, and we've got heaps of practical tips, beautiful artwork, and really tasty recipes.
Fantastic. Anne, thank you so much for joining us on Fitter Happier on the MAG this morning.
Thanks so much.
This has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.